Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here. Welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom in 5 minutes or less. Now, let's be real, life can throw some serious curveballs, right? Sometimes it feels like we're riding a roller coaster with no safety bar and our emotions are doing the loop-de-loops. But what if I told you there was a way to navigate those rough patches with more ease and grace? That's what we're diving into today, handling those difficult emotions without letting them take over your whole world. Ever felt like anger, sadness, or fear was consuming you, leaving you feeling overwhelmed and helpless? You know that feeling when everything just feels a little too much? Stoicism isn't about being emotionless, it's about understanding our emotions, accepting them, and choosing how we respond to them. Think of it as emotional CPR: assess the situation, take deep breaths, and revive your inner strength. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you become a master navigator of those tricky emotional waters. First things first, recognize that your emotions are just feelings, not facts. They come and go like waves on the ocean. Just because you feel something intensely doesn't mean it's necessarily true or that you need to react impulsively. Imagine yourself watching a thunderstorm from a safe distance. You can acknowledge the power and intensity of the storm without being swept away by it. Second, practice mindful awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice the physical sensations associated with each emotion: the tightness in your chest when you're anxious, the heat that rises in your face when you're angry. By becoming more aware of your emotional landscape, you can begin to understand your triggers and patterns. Think of it like learning a new language. The more you practice, the better you get at understanding and expressing yourself. Third, challenge negative thoughts. When those pesky self-critical voices start whispering doubts and fears, ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, our minds play tricks on us, magnifying problems and creating unnecessary stress. Remember, you're the author of your own story. Choose to write a positive and empowering narrative. Fourth, focus on what you can control. You can't always change external circumstances, but you can control your reactions to them. Instead of dwelling on things outside your influence, shift your energy towards things you can actively change. Like a sculptor shaping clay, you have the power to mold your responses and create something beautiful even in challenging situations. And finally, remember that you're not alone. We all experience difficult emotions, it's part of being human. Reach out to friends, family, or a therapist for support. Sharing your feelings can be incredibly cathartic and remind you that you have a network of people who care about you. Think of it like building a strong emotional foundation. The more connections you make, the more resilient you become. Here's a real-life example. Imagine you're stuck in traffic on your way to an important meeting. Your heart starts racing, you feel frustrated and anxious. Instead of letting those negative emotions take over, try this. Take a few deep breaths, acknowledge the feeling of frustration, but remind yourself that being stuck in traffic is temporary. Use this time to listen to your favorite podcast or do some quick stretches. By shifting your focus and taking control of your response, you can transform a stressful situation into an opportunity for mindfulness and self-care. So remember, navigating difficult emotions doesn't mean suppressing them, it means understanding them, accepting them, and choosing how we respond. By practicing these 5 key takeaways, you can become a master of your emotional world, finding strength, resilience, and peace even in the midst of life's challenges. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little Stoic wisdom in their day. And if this resonated with you, leave us a review. It helps others find the podcast and build a community of support. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of mental fortitude. Until then, keep those emotions flowing, but don't let them control your life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.